Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is, I think it's 92 degrees today, but it's not too hot. I just got to watch the most fantastic movie, Taken 3. Yesterday I saw Taken 2, and I already saw Taken 1 already. And I love that movie, how a father fights for his son, I mean for his daughter. It's amazing. So today's topic, we are talking about moral or ethics, American flag, NFL, Colin Kaepernick, I hope I said his name, and brands such as Nike, Ford, Lane Bryant, Dunkin' Donuts. What is ethics and what is morals? And when do those come into play? And when do we have to sometimes go out of our standard ethic that the world sets for us? Because we do have society ethics, such as if you kill somebody, you're going to jail if it wasn't a self-defense. If you hurt somebody, you know, if you run a red light and you get caught, then you're going to have a ticket. Morally, you see two people fighting and you see that the other person is bullying the person. Do you step in or do you just say, well, it's not my problem? So we're going to talk about that because the big issue is right now, we know that Colin Kaepernick, he has gotten Nike. Nike was always supporting him, but they just brought him out for the 30th anniversary. Basically, I don't mean like brought out, but decided that they were going to support him for his efforts. So we're going to play a song, and then we'll be right back.
And
All right, that was Dwayne Gott with Help Me Pray. He's an amazing artist. And on the phone, we have our co-host, Timmy Kim from Relations Radio. Hi, Timmy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Glad to have you. Today, Timmy's going to co-host the show with me. We're going to talk about, hold on a second, let me turn my volume up. We're going to talk about, just as I told you guys before we went to the song, we're talking about morals or ethics, American flag, NFL, Colin Kaepernick, and brands. And as we talked about earlier, just before the song, we were talking about, Kimmy, about, you know, is it a moral thing? Is it an ethic thing? And does a company have the right to take on another take on an athlete or somebody else when there's issues with that particular athlete going on? And so we're going to talk about that today. You have a little bit of history about Colin. So why don't you tell us what history you know? First, tell everybody where you're calling from and about your radio thing.
I am calling from St. Louis. Give me one quick second because my phone is running out. Give me one quick second.
Okay, no problem. So while we're waiting for Kimmy, just wanted to remind you guys that if you are struggling with mental health in the United States, you can call 211 in any of the states of the United States and ask for help for domestic violence, if you need a shelter, or if you're trying to get out of a situation where you are being abused. You do not have to stay in those situations. You are more than enough. You're very important, and your life is very important. I know some people say, oh, my gosh, if I get men and women, because it can be, you know, reverse. Men or it can be domestic violence, too, so don't think that. I think it's now 25% to 35% of the male population that go through domestic violence. And sometimes people will stay in the situation because they have kids and the money might not be as much when they and they may have to live a life of below their standard of what they wanted. But think about this. Is your life more important than your standard of living that you want? Are your kids more important? And is your life more important? And all of those questions, I'm going to answer yes for you. I've been there, done that, and understand. But at some point in your life, you have to recognize that God will make a way, as it says in Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans for you to prosper you and not harm you. So think about that. 211 in any area for counseling, or if you need a referral to a church for food, or if there's an organization that has food, or you're needing housing referrals, don't be hesitant to ask for that. All right, Kimmy, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so now you got your phone on charge. So tell us let's just talk about the brands first. Do you think a brand should take on a athlete or a person that has controversial issues going on?
Well, if you look at it, it's been that way since day one. What I admire about Nike, it's not controversial if you look at it from a humanity perspective.
Okay.
One thing I like about Kaepernick, he didn't never ask for the attention. The attention came on a suddenly. It came like, you know, without him wanting it. And then the attention that he got was negative. So I really believe that it has always been that way when it comes to a brand knowing what demographic of people support that particular item. They stood up because I understand, you know, we all see a lot of crime, not just with the police officer, but similar races against similar races. But I just think it's time for people who do these things to really pay the consequences. People are getting by with, you know, killing black men. Like, for instance, this one black man was just in his apartment, and a police officer just came in and thought that he was in her apartment and just shot him dead. And he was a Christian. He was a believer. He was a good person in the community, and so there's a lot of outcry. And now it's a Caucasian brother speaking out against it. So I really believe that Nike just wanted to be supportive on a cause that you can see it more so with the evidence than with, you know, hearsay. You see a lot of evidence of people getting away, and some people just do it for the fun. Yeah. Like, for instance, Zimmerman. It's just amazing how Zimmerman is, making money off of his crime. He is writing books, and people are going to his book signing for that. So I just think it's interesting, you know?
Yep, I agree. And as far as the lady officer, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt because we haven't, right now there was a concern that she might have been high. We don't know the whole story. So behind her, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt until we actually know the whole story because there was a lot of things that we don't know. Yes, she did go into the wrong apartment. Yes, she did shoot. Yes, she had worked over, I think it was a double, and we don't know if she was under the influence or anything. So until I hear back, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. It is horribly sad that you don't know your apartment number, and hopefully she was not out to get him. But until
the jury, I'm sorry.
There's a jury. Now, apartment is already declared. I know for sure that the police department has already has her up on charges. That was something that was done immediately. It wasn't that the city or the people outcried for that. I know immediately when they heard it happen, she was up on charges. I know that the commander
of
the...
But we want to see a conviction. But you see a lot of charges, but you don't get the conviction. We want the conviction, not just the charge.
That's true. But I want to see for her what else was going on because I only have heard that she's up on charges and we don't know what was going on with her. It's no excuse.
Right.
She'll end up doing jail time, but the one of the things that's interesting for her that it's, and I'm just speaking from perspective, is that she's a woman, and I get that she's a white woman, but it seems that there seems to be a old boy thing going on there, whereas they immediately brought up charges of her. Caucasian police officers, some of them have not been brought up on charges immediately, and things didn't happen. So to me, there's a thing they're doing with a sexual bias there. And I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
She did, was wrong. I don't know the whole story, but I'm looking at it. Why? Because she's a woman and she's a white woman. She's just a woman, period, that she's immediately brought up on charges. But her fellow officers who are white, that did not happen to some of them.
Right.
So we need to also look at, are we still in this era where gender things do make a difference? And we'll sell out that one gender versus another one. And like I said, no, what happened to that young man, he was a striving young man, was wrong. I want to hear all, because her situation is unique. And no, she should know her apartment, and she should know where she was. And at the end of the day, it was wrong. And I will say that. But as far as, you know, cops killing cops, and cops killing African American, I think it's wrong, and some of them are not serving the sentences that they use, and some of them are not getting the charges that they need. But we have something greater. This is just my personal opinion when it comes to morals and ethics, or people, and when they're fighting for the American flag, and they're saying the problem is some of us feel you should stand for the American flag. I feel you should stand for the American flag, but I get that some people are not contesting the American flag. What they're saying is we're bending a knee because we want to bring light to what is happening. But to me, when you take a knee, you're disregarding all of the people who have fought in the military for everybody. Because there's been African Americans fought in the military. There's been the Tuskegee Airmen. Yes, the military wasn't right to our people at certain times, but when you have to understand, I've been overseas. So I know that freedom is not free like it is here in the United States. We have more freedom to protect more. I can tell you right now, that same officer that went into somebody's house and shot somebody, if we were in China, there would be no news. It would just be a news thing, and she'd be dead. They'd shoot her. That's
wow. It.
Part of it is, so we don't have the freedom that we have is amazing versus other countries. So I think that we all have to morally. I'm proud of Colin for his stand for to bring light to the African American people. I still think, and this is my thing, and it's my running joke. I don't care what nobody says. There are 6 other days in the week. Y'all need to go protest on some other body's else's channel when it comes to my football. That's the only problem I have. Because you know what? Because what happens is now I don't really want to watch football. I'm like, okay, are we going to have this thing where people are not taking a knee? And, I mean, they're taking a knee, they're not taking a knee, they're arguing. The one thing that the I think
well,
that was
the
a
media.
Moral.
It's the media.
Yeah.
People have been kneeling since day one. I mean, you had Aaron Rodgers kneeling. You didn't hear anything about that. So, I mean, people
right.
are just kneeling, oh. but it's the media. They take it out of context. The starting
yeah,
quarterback
you know,
for Green Bay is kneeling. So, if they don't take it out of context, you wouldn't really have all this crazy coverage like you do. It's not like they're, like, kneeling and making a noise. They're just not standing up. And some people sitting down. So, they're not causing the attention. It's the media. Now, I do agree with Trump when he says about the fake news. They fake news. There's some fake news out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think also one of the things that we just – morally, I think that people have a right to protest
right.
what you want. Nobody's going to take that away from anybody. But ethically, sometimes, you know, like things need – there are laws, and there's reasons behind those laws. You know, I personally, and as long as I've been watching football, and I think it's just become more in the light of it, the one thing the NFL did, because at first they were going to fine players, what they did now is just say, you know what, sit in the locker room, sit on the bench, but, you know, we're not going to take that right from you for not wanting to stand for the flag. So I think that was a moral issue that the NFL had to come over. Now, is the NFL wrong on how did they that they're doing Colin versus other players? I think that had a lot to do with the media, the president,
yeah.
and a lot
yeah.
of other people. Because he's one of, for his position that he plays in the NFL, he's one of the best players. So there were many other players in many other teams that were kneeling too. And why didn't they get in trouble? And they were black too. This just has happened to me that they focused on this person, and he may have been more outspoken. And so sometimes it has nothing to do with your race. It has to do with who's more outspoken about something that they can try to make an example of.
Yeah, you got it.
And so,
you got it.
Because the thing is, if you look back on, I mean, I've looked at some of the past videos from last season and season before. I mean, you guys should have been not, some teams shouldn't even have people coming back because they took knees. So it's not a coloring thing. It has nothing to do with your color. It has to do with people talking back. Just like, for example, when we had the NBA finals just recently to just pass, one of the teams said that they weren't going to come because they didn't agree with the president. And then the other team said the same thing. So he uninvited them to the White House. That was not a good thing on the president's part because people have a right to freedom of speech. And it's been a thing for years that the winning teams of football NFL come to the White House. Now, those players that chose not to come, that could have been their option, but just for the president to take it away? No. So the thing is, you can't you can't decide when and where you want people to have. People have a freedom of speech and right. That's what this country was built on. And sometimes people don't get it, and sometimes they do. But the brands, I think the brands, Nike, because Nike has picked, well, Nike never did disown Colin. He was always with Nike. He was always receiving whatever he was supposed to receive from him. It's just on the 30th anniversary, they happened to choose him for going forward. And hey, 30 years in business, hey, what better way? Now, if you want to burn your Nike, well, you crazy, because those shoes cost a lot. I mean, but Ford, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with Ford saying, hey, we're picking up this player because Ford is in the truck business.
Amen.
And Colin drives a Ford truck now. Hey, what's wrong with bringing in that minority base, not just of black Americans, of minority Americans, and saying, hey, we can own a piece of this pie too. You know, so I don't find anything wrong with it. If Lane Bryant wanted to get, you know, a controversy where they have, you know, and Lane Bryant stopped doing this years ago. I think it was like 8 years ago, where all the people who were shopping at Lane Bryant and in the commercials, we were like, why are all the women skinny? That doesn't represent Lane Bryant. And Lane Bryant took a risk, and they now, you see the girls in the magazine with a little fat roll here or a little pudgy there, or and some of them are bigger, and you see the commercials now. So it's when a brand takes a stand, I don't think it has anything to do with the player. Yeah, the player can bring life to it or the person, but just like with Lane Bryant, they're like, okay, you know what? This is where the world is going, and we better get on this. And then you start seeing the commercials with the women that were different heights and different sizes, different body shapes, but they all were wearing the same, like the same, not the same size, but about the approximately. So what they were showing, your height and weight have nothing to do with it. It's how you feel and beautiful. And Lane Bryant has made a comeback because of that. Ashley Stewart, the same way. Ashley Stewart is it a shop for bigger women. And they don't care about anything except the women looking their best. And they have some of the best high-end clothes that there is to buy. You know, I think Victoria's Secret needs to get a little bit more on it, because
more.
You can't really find, I'm sorry, but if you think all the women in the world go up to a 38 double D, something's wrong with you. And so I think Victoria's Secret needs to get a little bit more on their mark with it. So, but what do you have to say, Kimmy? I've talked a lot on it.
Well, I like what you just mentioned, how the major clothing fashion stores such as Lane Bryant and others are really tailoring to people like me who have, you know, big thighs. And I'm with you on Victoria's Secret, because if they don't get with the program, they're going to start losing, because really people who are the size of, like, the models who are on Victoria's Secret, not too many people are that little. So I really believe beauty is not based on how thin you are. It's based on the inner beauty. And when Victoria's Secret really gets that people of all shapes can be beautiful, and really men really prefer women with a little, you know, something to hold on to. Yeah. So when they understand that, they will have to change their demographic, because it's no longer back in the 70s or 80s that you have to be thin to be beautiful. I have seen some really gorgeous women of all sizes and colors and creeds, and it should be based on what they think is beautiful. So when that's another thing I'm against. I'm against I don't buy Victoria's Secret like I used to, because how they are. I used to be a Victoria's Secret follower. I used to love their underwear, but I stopped buying from them because I don't want to have to patronize a company that don't believe that beauty is not just you being a size 3 and 4. You could be a size 6, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14 and still be beautiful. You need to cater to everyone. So
and you know what? and the interesting part is there's a company called Adore Me. This guy, he did about 10 years ago, his girlfriend was looking for bra sizes, and she could, you know, she needed a little bigger bra, and she was a little bit heavier. And so he came up with this really fantastic idea. I can buy my 44 double D bra and panties in one set and for $39. He has hit the jackpot with that. And they cater to the small women, and they cater to, I mean, they go up to a size F or whatever you have, and that's Adore Me, and you can get them online. They are a fantastic company. You can order a couple of size bras and then see which fits you right from your size, but it's just amazing that they, for $39, you can get your bra and panties for $39, maybe $49, depending if it's a newer brand of what they have out. But they cater, they even have swimsuits that cater to the larger women. And those swimsuits are not always just the one piece. Some of them are two pieces. Some of them are bikinis. So when brands, I guess what I'm trying to tell everybody is when a brand picks up a person, they know already, they have a law department, they have a legal department and a moral compass, and they have psychologists and everything that are telling them, you know what, this would be a good move. And so they just happen to pick, okay, well, this player, 30 years we've been doing this, this player fits our thing, just do it. He went out, he took a risk, and you know what, that's fine. The NFL is looking a little dumb because Colin has won his first level with the courts, and now they're going to a higher level because he wasn't done right. He was done wrong, and he should be playing football. I mean, so I think that at the end of the day, we have to look at, yes, ethics, yes. You know, a doctor has a Hippocratic oath, and he works for a hospital, and a patient comes in, and the hospital policy is everybody has to have insurance. If you try to transfer this patient to a hospital that he can go for basically free health care, he could die. He needs a surgery now. The doctor has to look at his Hippocratic oath, and he has to, okay, well, there's the ethics of the hospital. This is their policy. But morally, would you let a person die because they didn't have insurance? No, you shouldn't. So sometimes we have to break an ethical standard or ethical dilemma. Morally, you know, if a kid is being bullied at school, whether it's high school, tennis, and I just saw this just recently. I don't know where I saw this, but this was a real story. And the coach, I think it was a private school or something, the team was bullying a boy that was, I don't know if he had disabled or whatever. And a lot of the team, some team members knew about it, but some didn't. But the majority of he suspended the whole team. And they have to now earn their way back on the team. And parents didn't, you know, some parents got upset, but the majority of the parents understand it's a team mentality. You have to do what's right. You can't allow other people to follow other people because they're doing it. And I think that was one of the greatest examples from a coach. You know, hey, because the teachers told them that they were doing this, they were acting up in class and blah, 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 and bullying kids, and the coach made a decision. And you know what? Sometimes we have to make decisions morally. You know, you're at a party. You don't know a person, but you see that they're really extremely drunk and people taking advantage. Do you just go on and say, that's not my problem? Or do you go over there and get that person a cab and get them home? Because you know if you leave, what's going to happen to them because nobody else seems to care. And this was actually a true thing I was watching a show yesterday. And the girl, she was in high school, and she ended up killing herself because she got invited to a party. She got a little drunk. And then the boys, this was based in California, then the boys all videotaped themselves taking their turns with her, doing really awful things to her, riding on her body.
Wow.
She ended up, and all the kids in the school were, you know, passing a video taunting her. And she was such a good girl, good, great. She ended up hanging herself in the shower. And later on, the boys were brought before the courts. They only got 45 days because they were under age, but they didn't get it for her killing herself, but they did get it for passing child pornography without, because you could see she was asleep on the video. And since then, they've changed the law that if a minor is under age and they're taking videos and assaulting people, it can go on their adult record. And
really?
So now, yeah, that's in California. So now, so the courts and everybody decided to morally find that it was repulsive that some kids will do sexual acts, and then because their records are sealed because they're minors, and then nobody knows about that. Now that goes forward with people. So, you know, sometimes you just have to step out of the box and do what's right, and the Bible is one of the greatest examples. Jesus, I love the story of Jesus,
yes,
coming in the temple and turning over the tables. He didn't care what their laws were. What they were doing was morally and ethically wrong in the law of God and everybody else, but nobody wanted to say anymore. So, you know.
On top of that, I like the fact that he showed us that it's okay to, you know, when you fight for something, just don't allow it to become, consume you, to anger you. So I really believe that when we see something that is not really right, stand up for it, but it's how you do it. You must do it in a respectful, loving way. And I really think he did do that, but it's the media that did all this. He didn't. The funny thing is, I didn't know anything about his kneeling, and I was watching the 49ers. I didn't ever see any drama. They just brought it out to light because they see him kneeling. But he is not the only player, the player that's been doing that. That's the funny thing. It's been other players doing that, but he just got the okay to get the coverage.
What's funny is he's one of the best players. So I think part of that on the media's part was done on purpose. You're going to take out one of the best players in the NFL when those other people that were not kneeling and that got contracts year after year were some of the worst players. You took out one of the best players for his position. And at the end of the day, he's going to go to the bank laughing because his contract with Nike, he's still getting his money. He's still doing his thing, standing up for what he believes in. But he's doing it, and he's not, you know, again, you're right, exactly. The media draws light to that. The media will draw light to things that they think will sell news. And sometimes, you know, need to go look at the people who can't play. Like, I mean, in the media's eyes, LeBron can do no wrong because he's LeBron James.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm just telling you, LeBron is one of the worst NBA players ever with his bad crybaby self attitude. And he doesn't, but off the court, he's an amazing, amazing man. And he does wonderful things. He's had the same wife since high school, never cheated, never done any of that. He's an amazing, morally upright standing person when it comes to off the court. But on the court, he's a crybaby and can't play and needs to retire. Now that, you know, we don't cover that. Everybody loves LeBron except for Sabrina. Sorry. And I'm not watching a Laker game.
You don't like LeBron.
I'm not watching.
Oh, my goodness.
Nope. Now, off the court, yes. You know, people were telling me yesterday, you know, LeBron's in town right now in Las Vegas watching a fight. And I'm like, is there anything else we could talk about? LeBron is just, he's a great, great man. He's amazing man to me off the court. And the things that he does, philanthropy and everything, is an amazing. But on the court, he just needs to retire and maybe go become a high school coach because he can't play without crying, and he gets upset if he doesn't get his way. So
we just have passion. That's all. It's just passion.
No, you know what? I'm tired of hearing he has passion. He does not have good ethics and morals on the basketball court. He's a big baby. Now, moving on from LeBron, because we just need to just
Just let it go. I'm going to try to let it go one day, but when he retires, then I'll be happy. But Lakers, y'all ain't winning no championship just because y'all got LeBron. Just wanted to say that. But today's show has mainly been about, you know what, if you look at the examples in the Bible, Jesus stood up for what's right. You have to stand for what's right, even at times when nobody else is doing it or you're being called out, even when other people are doing it, but they're picking on you and you stand strong. I can't remember one commercial or one place where Colin Kaepernick said anything bad about the people calling him out. He's been silent about it, and that's a good thing. Even when the Pharisees and Sadducees were calling out Jesus, Jesus didn't get in arguments with them. He just made points, like with the lady who they wanted to stone. And he said to them, okay, he didn't get up and give them a lecture, but he just said, ye without any sin, then cast the first stone. Nobody could cast a stone. And then he said to the woman, where are your accusers? And she just shrugged her shoulders, and he says, I do not condemn you either. So the thing is, we have to be the moral compass and make our own decisions and don't be guided by what you hear somebody else saying or what you see the media saying. And the media, basically, these days, I check every story. I don't know about you, Kimmy, but I check every story before I'll even post it out because the media, people just be lying. Seriously. Kimmy, are you still there?
I am still here. You know they be lying. I was like, you know they be lying. Because there are times where you get some information from Facebook, and you'd be like, that is not true, so I have to go validate.
Yeah, no, I do too. But anyway, well, that was today's show on Rolling with a Diva. We thank Kimmy Kim. She was one of our sponsors for Rolling with a Diva. She's from Elations Radio, and we really love and appreciate her. She's going to be here on Mondays with us. We're going to start the show about 4:30 on Mondays. But Kimmy Kim is amazing. She has a magazine and the radio. Thank you. Take the time to follow her and listen to her. She is a real woman of God who really wants to see people hear about the Word of God. She does all this at her own cost. So you guys listen in, tune in, and spread the word about Elations Radio. You guys, thank you for listening to Rolling with the Diva. We are going to sign off with a song. And I'm Kimmy, thank you, dear, and love you, and I'll talk to you soon. And we're going to go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Which is called My Job by Ted Chestnut. Hold on. There we go.
I don't want to live for it. I don't want to die for it. I don't want to ignore it. I definitely do have to put God in.
My job.
I don't want to live for it.
My job, God.
I don't want to die for it.
you, God.
My desire
is to worship you. For my desire, God,
my desire
is to worship you.
Is to worship you.
For my desire, God,
my desire
is to worship you.
Is to worship you.
And spend more time with my family. God, my God,
I
don't wanna live boring.
Father God, my job,
my job.
I don't wanna
die.
I don't want to sound ungrateful.
I don't want to sound ungrateful, God, but I thank you for my job.
I don't mean to sound ungrateful, God.
I don't want to sound ungrateful, God, but I thank you for my job.
But my spirit is telling me.
My spirit is telling me to move on.
Father God, my spirit is telling me.